This song was written by one of the sons of this house. He wrote it after his baby died. It was his confession that God is good and he works wonders. We're going to sing it all over again. Now, a friend of mine, Dick Mills, he's with the Lord now, but he told us a story years ago. He's really being harassed by the devil. So he got two chairs, made them face each other in a room. He said, "Devil, sit down. I'm going to worship God, and you're going to watch me." And if you knew Dick, you knew that's exactly how he would do it. We've come here with all kinds of opportunities, open doors, levels of favor. We've come with all kinds of challenges. We've come with all kinds of problems. We've come with all kinds of stuff. And I'd like, if there's any way you can do it, just stick all of it right in front of you. We don't need greater strategies. We don't need, I believe in it, but we need him. We need the Almighty God to be so present upon us, with us, in us.
Da 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 hangs out with Patty at the hot chicks and photo the photo the hair. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your death on the cross and your resurrection. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you are the good God. You are the good God. You are the good God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kigondo veredede de vele kosha. Paros keliatos orante keriatos ezebrekete pelua. Inko paruso peruca labante lebrekete tuza. Jeketongo togotogotogotomante estebreketuza. Ashtabala brakatantos iko koroto bazasia. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Kigo dogo bandi, kede bregedua. Eshanto cum peretia quas catabante. Ze quataticos cotundre le petete de bracascuca. Ishetun cotobongo dogo 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 dogo. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt thee. We exalt you. Ooh. Thank you, Father, for January. Thank you, Father, for February. Thank you, Father, for March. Thank you, Father, for April. Thank you, Father, for May. Thank you, Father, for June. Thank you, Father, for July. Thank you, Father, for August. Thank you for September. Thank you for October. Thank you for November. Thank you for November. Thank you in advance for December. Father, we are grateful. 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 Thank you. 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 You've been faithful, Lord. From the ages past, And that is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, from the ages past. And that is why your name is forevermore. Open your mouth wherever you are and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. I am serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know why I'm serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know, I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Oh, I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. I am serving a God who Shakada Birata, no Santa Venacosha, Baratiata. I am serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Do you know? I know. Yes, I know. I say, do you know? I know. Yes, I know. Do you know your God? Oh, I know. Yes, I know. Tell me if you know. I know. Yes, I know. Tell me if you know. If you know. I know. I know. I know. Are you serving? Oh. I'm serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Go ahead and worship God. In a barasiatuska de bregadevenasina mana brigado, Satiana shata baratianosha. In a bregadeve de bregadeve rasiana barada da baratiana shaba bragada mana bragada mana bragada shanti. En cota bragada mana bragada bala bragada bala barada da da basha da baratianosha. Into bregade asunta bregana sutia shataraka dabala bragade and de bedeto shata baradianasa. Eshtaba candela brigade menevagada menevagada bala bragade bedeve. Thank you, Jesus. Stir up your spirit.
We are transitioning into prayers. The prayer has started already. Stir up your spirit and be ready. Be ready for what the Lord is set to do. Get ready to receive. Pray your heart into alignment. Pray your heart into alignment that your heart will receive this night. Your heart will receive prophecies. Your heart will receive encounters of God. That your situations will be attended to. Your situations, your matter will be mentioned and it will be attended to. My heart is ready to receive tonight. My heart is ready to receive words from heaven. In the name of Jesus, my heart is ready to receive instructions. My heart is ready to receive prophecies. My heart is ready to receive promises. My heart is ready to receive. Kando mogo domene en kada bakumbe egeto kopaga duko bagada. In compracus compele bracata, Jacquatan bracata bala bracata bada bada bada, Jacanda bracata bada bada, Echo Pacuto Rogodobo, Jacquatan bracata venebracata. Prepare your heart. Zaconto Procotobo. I come with a heart that is like a fertile ground. In Cato Combele Candebracata. A heart that can contain the word that is coming today. A heart that can contain the word of the Lord that will come upon it today. A heart that will contain the seed such that the devil will not be able to steal it away. A heart that will not reject promises. Prepare your heart for what the Lord is set to do here today. Ego brega debana, online and on ground. It doesn't matter the distance or wherever you are listening from. The power of God is not restricted by location. My heart is ready to receive. My heart will lay hold on the realities of God today. My heart will lay hold on the reality of God today.
Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray that your coming tonight will not be in vain. Your coming tonight, you will hear from the Lord. By you being here tonight, you will hear from the Lord. By you being here tonight, the Lord will attend to your matter. There will be transformation. There will be transfiguration. All around transfiguration. Can you call forth your desires? What do you want to see tonight? What do you want to see as a result of tonight's gathering? It is just 1 hour. But I tell you sincerely, under God, 1 hour is too much. 1 hour is too much for God to do whatever He wants to do. Because we serve a God that is not limited by time. We serve a God who lives in eternity. We serve a God who created the heavens and the earth. Therefore, He created time. And so 1 hour is too much for the Lord to do all that He's set to do in your life. And so I want you to take with all seriousness the prayer of tonight, because what the Lord is set to do tonight is great. What the Lord is set to do tonight is mighty. I see the Lord transforming. I see the Lord transforming us. I see the Lord transforming us. I see expansion of capacity, supernatural expansion of capacity happening. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now you see, we want the word that the Lord gave us for the month of November is to swear. S-O-A-R. And to swear means it's another word for when you say lying, all right? But the particularly you swearing for higher altitudes of flight. As I've heard people say that when you fly above challenges, all right? But then there's a certain altitude in which you fly that you will still experience turbulence. You will experience turbulence. And so in the physical realm, when pilots fly, one of the ways that they avoid turbulence is to either climb up in altitude or go lower in altitude. But in most cases, what they do is to climb higher in altitude. And then in other cases, they just totally avoid that area where there is turbulence. Okay. And so God is coming to us today. And what the word of the Lord to us today is like, is that in life, there will be issues. There will be matters. There will be turbulence. But God has provided unto us provision to overcome such turbulence. The Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, one thing I want us to understand before we go properly into this prayer is, when we come to prayer, we will be better effective in our prayer when we understand the God to whom we are praying. According to Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 28, he says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint, and He does not go weary? There is no searching of His understanding." One version says His understanding has no limit. In other words, we serve a God who is unlimited. We serve a God who is unlimited. My God, I keep seeing the story of this widow that encountered Elisha.
that went to Elisha, and this widow was in debt, and they were about to, this widow's husband was in debt, and this widow's husband died, leaving the debt for his family. And the debtors came seeking to take one of his children for slavery, and this woman ran to Elisha for help. And what happened next was that Elisha asked what she had, and she told Elisha that she just had small quantity of oil. And Elisha told her to go and borrow containers, close the door, and start filling up those containers. And she obeyed. And when she did that, there was a continuous flow of the oil until she exhausted the containers before the oil stopped. The Lord, the place where we are going to be experiencing the unlimited capacity of God, first of all, is in the area of provision. There's someone here that the Lord is speaking to in particular. The Lord is talking to you in the area of provision. In the area of provision, you are going to experience the unlimited capacity of God. You have been living within budget. You have been so natural and logical with your spendings. Which is good, but the Lord is set to expand. I hear the word expansion, 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 expansion for more, expansion for more, expansion for more. Who is that? Who is that? Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Let the works of your hand, your investments, let them expand in the name of Jesus. Let there be an expansion in your investments. Let there be an expansion. Let there be an expansion in your finances. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will no longer live from hand to mouth. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer live from hand to mouth. The systems that need to be in place for this prophecy to come to pass, the Lord brings them into your hands. The Lord brings them into your life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, it says that as I was saying earlier on, you have to understand the God that we serve, that is an unlimited God. And so, with this understanding, we are going to pray. And the prayers that we're going to be praying tonight, we're going to be making mind-blowing demands upon the unlimited capacity of God. You are not going to ask for small things. You are not going to ask for things that are logically possible. We are going to stretch, even though we cannot stretch it, but we are going to stretch it. We are going to try to attempt to exhaust the inexhaustible capacity of God to answer prayers. And one thing, the first thing we are going to receive is strength. Strength. Supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. He says he gives power, verse 29, because the Bible says that in Isaiah 40, verse 29, it says he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Can you say, Father, I receive your supernatural strength? I receive your supernatural strength. Supernatural strength to do exploits. Supernatural strength to do exploits. Supernatural strength to turn the world upside down. Supernatural strength to do wonders. Supernatural strength to change my world. Supernatural strength in my body. I receive supernatural strength in my body. I receive supernatural strength in my health. I receive supernatural strength in my emotions. In the name of Jesus, supernatural strength against temptations. Supernatural strength against the works of the devil. Supernatural strength against demonic manipulations. In the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural strength against lustful desires. I receive supernatural strength against selfish ambitions and desires and actions. I receive supernatural strength to forbid the works of the devil. I receive supernatural strength to stand against the works of the devil. I receive supernatural strength to resist the devil in my place of work, to resist the devil in my health. I receive supernatural strength to resist the devil in all circumstances of my life. I receive supernatural strength. Go ahead. I receive supernatural strength to do exploits. I receive supernatural strength to do exploits. I receive supernatural strength for excellent accomplishments. I receive supernatural strength for excellent accomplishments in my career. I receive supernatural strength for excellent accomplishments in my business. I receive supernatural strength for excellent accomplishments in my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural strength to excel. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive supernatural strength. I receive supernatural strength to tarry in the place of prayer. I receive supernatural strength to manage my time excellently. I receive supernatural strength to fulfill all that God has for me. I receive supernatural strength to fulfill all the plan and purposes of God for my life. I receive supernatural strength to do the will of God on the earth. I receive supernatural strength to enforce the reality of God in my life. I receive supernatural strength to stand upon the premises of God. I receive supernatural strength to walk on waters. Come on, receive supernatural strength. Receive supernatural strength. I receive supernatural strength to do the impossible. I receive supernatural strength to trust God for the impossible. I receive supernatural strength for expansion. I receive supernatural strength for increase. I receive supernatural strength for speed and accelerated promotions. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength. My brain receives supernatural strength to comprehend supernaturally the things that I need to comprehend in my career, the things that I need to comprehend in my ministry. In the name of Jesus, my body receives supernatural strength against all weather. All sicknesses that come with weather changes. My flesh receives supernatural strength against any form of diseases. In the name of Jesus, my organs receive strength to fight against developments of unwanted growths in my body. In the name of Jesus, my body receives strength. My body receives strength. My body receives strength. My body receives strength. In the name of Jesus. Kalabraga damante. Eshaka debele konrete de mentele contente tuske de bereshe. Eshaka tabarasi atokondele prekete atoko toko 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 tente. Eshaka baraka da baratia koske bereshe de debele sonte. Eshaka kwa da baratia skomele bede de bele bede de bele. I am strengthened by the Lord. I am strengthened by the Lord. I am strengthened by the Lord. The unlimited strength of God becomes my own. The unlimited strength of God becomes my possession. The unlimited strength of God becomes my reality. I will not be weak. I will not be weak. In the day of trouble, I will not be weak. In the name of Jesus, in the face of tribulations, I will not be weak. In the face of demonic oppressions, I will not be weak. I am strengthened. In kombakataka dukuratia. Eshakata braka dukun tekete berekata bashante. Ekontrakos kombrekete brekete bede. In the days of adversity, I am strengthened. Ashakata braka dukotototo. Shekoto krokotokotoko rototoporotoko. Hey, I am strengthened by the Lord. Oh, fata bakati kutu kutu bekete brekete be. Shekrogote bekete 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 bekete. Shekrogote bekete 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 bekete. When will you stop being counted as one of the ones who are weak? Can you number yourself? Can you number yourself among them that are strengthened of the Lord?
I am strong in faith. Kala prakada bakada, jakada bakada baka, jakada bakada bakada, jakada bakada bakada, kada bakada bakada, ekwa kada ba. The hand of the Lord has strong expression upon my life. Eshaka barata kada ba, jakada bakada bakada. I am strong in convictions. Eko koko 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 do, eko koko 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 go. I am strong in my assurance of the promises of God for me. In the name of Jesus, there is someone here, you are doubting. You are doubting because some of the things that the Lord told you about the year, you are yet to see them. And so you are doubting, you are doubting, you are doubting. Receive strength now. In the name of Jesus, be strengthened in faith to tap into the fulfillment of prophecies. In the name of Jesus, I impart you now with the anointing for laying hold on prophecies. I anoint you with the capacity to lay hold on fulfillment of prophecies. In the name of Jesus, let strength come upon you, the words of your mouth. Kapakwate, ento kwato, eshta kwati kademe. Let divine strength come upon the efficacy of the words of your mouth. In the name of Jesus, let heaven and earth begin to respond to the words of your mouth when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let demons flee when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let circumstances respond when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let mountains keep like ram when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let rivers part before you when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let walls crumble before you when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let the gates open before you when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let the doors of promotion and breakthrough open unto you when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let men by favor hearken to your requests when you speak. In the name of Jesus, let the honor of God come upon the words of your mouth. You transition from this season of drought of unanswered prayers. I transition you from this season of drought of unanswered prayers into an avalanche, into a season of an abundance of prayers answered. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive strength in your mind. Receive strength in your mind to visualize the promises of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, receive strength in your mind to visualize the plan and purposes of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to visualize the plans and purpose of God for your life. Years to come, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. Receive strength, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength, receive strength. O ye watchman, O ye intercessor, receive strength to stand in gap in the place of prayers for your family. Receive strength to stand in gap in the place of prayers for your generations to come. In the name of Jesus, there is somebody here. The weakness that was the major setback for your parents, that was a major limitation for your parents, is kind of finding expression in you. That weakness is beginning to find expression in you. By the power of the God who is unlimited, whom I serve and before whom I stand today, I call you out from that chain. In the name of Jesus, I liberate you from that chain, that cycle of weakness that sets back your lineage. I call you forth out of that bondage now. In the name of Jesus, go from weakness to strength. In the name of Jesus, go for sinful weaknesses to spiritual strength. In the name of Jesus, go from weakness in conviction to faith that is strong, like that of Jesus Christ when he was on the earth. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to trust in God. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to depend on God. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to say no to the temptation to use sinful methods to get results. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to get excellent results by righteousness. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to be a light in your generation. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to be a light in your generation. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to say no to the continuation of evil in your lineage unto your generation. Receive strength to say no to the continuation of poverty from you unto your children. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to work your way out of poverty. In the name of Jesus, receive strength to command the blessings of God. Receive strength to command and channel and use and make use of the blessings of God that maketh rich without adding sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, the empowerment of God for wealth, the empowerment of God for wealth that will set a man apart from his peers. Someone here, you said before 30, I will be a millionaire. And it doesn't look like it. In the name of Jesus, I usher you into the fulfillment of that prophecy. In the name of Jesus, poverty ends at your own generation. It will not pass from you to your children. In the name of Jesus, this sickness will not pass from you to your children. It ends tonight. In the name of Jesus, that life of struggle ends with you tonight. In the name of Jesus, it will not transition onto your children. In the name of Jesus, you will stand as one who was helped of God in your generation. Among your peers, regardless of your age, when you talk, the authority of God will back it up. I sense the prophetic unction upon me, and I pass this unction upon you. The Lord will fill your mouth with utterance that will chart the course of the affairs of your generation. The Lord will fill your mouth with utterance that will set you above in your place of work. In the name of Jesus, when you talk, men by favor will honor you. Jesus, No longer will you be a servant. No longer will you be tossed to and fro, running errands. The Lord brings his honor upon you. Yanda, eto, quatos, entus, catis, paros, penis, vatos, eshta, quandos. You are honored by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are honored. Ekede breketebe, jekreketebe deke, zakwate breketebe. Wherever your name is mentioned, wherever your documents are being examined, let the favor of God that makes a man like a sweet smelling fragrance, let that favor come upon all that belongs to you. Wherever your name is mentioned, it will be for favor. The result of your name being mentioned in high places will be that you are favored. In the name of Jesus, begin to excellently excel by favor. Kara, kwati, kesto, ropa, ashta, kantos, erokoto, bariata, gataba, 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 gataba. Swar Shakadabande by favor in the name of Jesus. You will swear by favor. Rapakadabadabadaba. You will swear by favor in the name of Jesus. You will swear by favor in the name of Jesus. You will swear by favor. By favor, by favor, by favor, by favor, by favor. You will swear by favor. Legate de brecate belebede. Jecrecate de brecate bero. Encarato coparata cata. In the brecate be. As far as the month of November is concerned, you will swear by favor. In the name of Jesus. You will swear by the strength of God. You will swear by the strength of God. You will swear by the strength of God. In the name of Jesus, I said you will swear by the strength of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh lady, why are you so bitter? 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 Receive strength to forgive. Receive strength to forgive. Receive strength to forgive all those men who have hurt you. Receive strength to forgive. For your healing, for the finalization of your healing is hinged upon you letting go and forgiving. By the strength of God, you will forgive. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, this lady in particular, help her to forgive herself. Help her to forgive herself. Now, in the name of Jesus, I break you free from that bitterness that has held you at one spot, unable to let go of grudges. And these grudges has continued to let you, you know, you experience healing today and then the sickness returns tomorrow. It is as a result of this bitterness that you have held. It is as a result of this bitterness that you have held in your heart. I break you now. Let the word of God like hammer break your heart apart in the name of Jesus. No longer will your heart be hardened. In the name of Jesus, receive grace to forgive and let go of your past. In the name of Jesus, there's this man. You are kind of so tied to past rejections. And it has held you back. It has affected your self-esteem. Let the strength of God come upon your self-esteem. In the name of Jesus, receive boldness to say no to intimidations. There's someone here. From henceforth, you will walk with your shoulders high. No longer will your head be bowed in shame. in the name of Jesus Christ. No longer will your head be bowed in shame. In the name of Jesus. Take 1 minute and pray in tongues. Take 1 minute and pray in tongues wherever you are. Pray. As we are doing this, I see the clouds opening up. And I see a downpour of rain. Rain means increase. Increase come upon the words of your hands. When the heavens are opened, you will thaw just for a little while, and your harvest will be so mighty. Multiplication of harvest is as a result of an open heaven. When heavens are opened, you will sow one seed, and you will reap hundreds of fruits in harvest. What it means is that initially, it used to take you many hours to finish one task. And so it used to cause you to be behind schedule. And that has caused you to be stressed. And that is causing you to not be stabilized enough to spend quality time in the place of God. What is going to happen from tonight is that the heavens is going to be opened upon the works of your hands. And then you will begin to spend little time. And then you will begin to get multiple folds of results. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is your lot. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kala bragata bakata manamana bragata bada kaskandala bragata bada katishkala bragata bada eshtakanda bragata ba. There's someone here you used to swear before. You used to be an high flyer. You used to be the one leading. You know that there was just this excellence about you. You really knew your onions. You were doing well. You were doing fine. But all of a sudden, something just happened. It looked as so everything you do, you don't know how to do. It looks as so you everything you try, you are just incompetent. By the power of the unlimited God who has called me unto himself and to serve him. I reach into the tabernacles of heaven. And I take the key to all that you have lost. Stretch your hand wherever you are. Stretch your hand as though you want to receive. I reach into the tabernacles of heaven. I take now the keys to the things that you have lost, to the valuables that you have lost, and I place that key into your hands. Take it in the name of Jesus. Restoration. Restoration of lost relationships. Take it in the name of Jesus. Restoration of health. Take it in the name of Jesus. Restoration of mental capacity. Take it in the name of Jesus. Restoration of wealth. Divine wealth. Divine wealth. Divine wealth. Divine wealth. Wherever you are, let the power of God release it unto you now in the name of Jesus. Do you know that when God created you, He created you that you should be in charge, that you should dominate, that you should flourish, that you should replenish the earth. According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, He created you that you should be above and not beneath. And so what that means is that natural resources, things that are your basic necessities of life, they are not supposed to come to you by struggle. What it means is that, for instance, you are not supposed to beg for money before you can eat. You are not supposed to beg for money before you can wear good clothes. You are not supposed to struggle before you can be able to afford good accommodation, good shelter over your head. That is what it means. In the name of Jesus, the reality of the person that God created you to be, there is someone here. People used to look at you like, you know, they will be like, well, you know, sometimes you're embarrassed because they look at you as though you have a car. Yes, there's someone here. They look at you as though you have a car. And by extension, there's someone here. They look at you as though you are rich, like as though you have wealth. But in reality, you don't. In reality, you are still living from hand to mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the strength of God, by the power of the unlimited God whom I serve and before whom I stand. I restore you into God's plan for your life. I restore you into God's destiny for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will run and not be weary. You will run and not be weary. Your feet are enhanced. Your feet are enhanced to begin to implement the dream that God has placed in your heart. Your feet are enhanced to step out in faith, to lay hold on the things that the Lord has put in your heart as His vision for you. In the name of Jesus, the things that you desire, the things that the Lord has put in your heart as desires, and they look like it is impossible for you to accomplish them before the year runs out, the Lord causes you to by the power in the name of Jesus. I just saw something now. Thank you, Lord. 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 Do you know that God did not create you to be afraid of the devil? Or rather, He created you to be able to subdue the devil, to be able to resist the devil, and he will flee. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is serious, this is serious. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, the devil, I command you now, whatever demon you are, get your hands off the health of this lady. In the name of Jesus, get your hands off her health. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the devil, get your hands off your operations upon this person's brain. They read, and when they get to the exam hall, they forget what they read. Everything just turns upside down. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the operations of the devil upon your life. In the name of Jesus. By the covering that I have in the blood of Jesus Christ, I stand and I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, go ahead, open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord for the things that He has done in your life tonight. Lakanda labragadaba. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for liberation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the miracles that have happened. Thank you for the testimonies that we have found. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, there's an instruction to the house. Smile. Can you smile? Wherever you are, just smile. Let the streams of joy, let the streams of joy well up. Let the streams of joy well up on the inside of you. In the name of Jesus, right now, begin to smile. Begin to smile. Begin to smile. That smile signifies an end to hardship. That smile signifies an end to hardship. It signifies an end to hardship. It signifies an end to hardship. Kile brigadebe. So no more hardship. No more hardship. No more hardship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kala bragadaba shada bragadaba. No more hardship. No more hardship. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Oh, thank you, precious God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Kande bregadebe debedosh. Aro kumbele bregadebe le fantos kopisha takatus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining Heartfelt Prayers tonight. See you same time next week. Pray for you that you have a productive week. Invite your friends next week. The recordings will be available. Look out on our social media platforms. The link to the recording version of this prayers will be available in case you want to listen to them over and over again. Sending your testimonies, I await your testimonies. Next week, I will remember to share testimonies as well. Looking forward to hearing your testimonies. God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Reaching out.